This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. As the coronavirus continues its march around the world, the numbers are sobering. More than 292,000 people are dead, while over 4.2 million people globally have been infected. The United States continues to be the country hardest hit, with Johns Hopkins University reporting the death toll topping 82,000. The top U.S. infectious diseases doctor is warning senators the coronavirus will spread if the country opens up too soon. Dr. Anthony Fauci says if federal guidelines to reopen are not followed, little spikes will become outbreaks. Dr. Fauci was referring to the White House's Opening Up America Again plan, which includes three 14-day phases that states are urged to consider implementing as they allow schools and businesses to reopen. Although the White House has laid out guidelines for reopening, it is ultimately up to state governors to make the decisions on how to ease the lockdown. South Korea health authorities say they have no immediate plans to reinstate strict social distancing rules, despite a fresh coronavirus outbreak in the capital of Seoul. Officials have scrambled to trace and test thousands of people over the past week after a cluster of new infections linked to nightclubs and bars raised fears of a second outbreak. China is reporting 7 new COVID cases Wednesday, 6 of them in the northeastern province of Jilin, where authorities have raised alert levels and suspended rail connections to one county where a cluster of unknown origin has been growing. Russia registered more than 10,000 new coronavirus cases on Wednesday, continuing a grim trend that has seen the country become a global virus hotspot. You can read more about this on voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Israel Wednesday for talks with the nation's leaders on Israeli plans to annex parts of the West Bank. The top diplomat met with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and then his new governing partner Benny Gantz. Pompeo is the first foreign official to visit Israel since January, before the country largely shut its borders to halt the spread of the coronavirus. Ahead of his talks with Prime Minister Netanyahu, Pompeo accused Iran of using its resources, to foment terror, even as its people face the Middle East's deadliest coronavirus outbreak. Some of Wednesday's talks were to focus on the country's shared concerns over Iran. India has announced a $263 billion economic package to help the country cope with its prolonged coronavirus lockdown. India has more than 70,000 cases among its 1.3 billion population.